Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday, January 8th. It is 5:32. Thank you guys for getting up early with us. We appreciate you being here. We are so excited. So much going on this morning. I just got a huge press release concert announcement that I'm going to have to add to what's trending this morning. So yeah, there's a lot already happening, and it's only 5:32 this morning. Wait until you hear what's going on.
My jaw dropped when I saw the press release.
Yeah, I was like, oh my goodness, we're starting Thursday off with a bang. We'll definitely get you the details on that here coming up in just a few minutes. How you doing this morning?
I'm kind of torn with myself because I know I need to listen to my body and relax, but I'm also kicking myself because I wish I did something. Yesterday around this time, I told you that I had a doctor's appointment yesterday after the show. Uh-huh. I've been dealing with my asthma. It's like the post symptoms of me getting a cold. Well, I was so exhausted after the show, I ended up canceling my appointment.
Oh no.
I was like, I'm so tired. I need to listen to my body. I think I just need a rest. But then last night I had another asthma flare up. So I'm like, should I have just gone to my doctor's appointment?
Yes, you have to. You have to force yourself to go. How are you going to get better if you don't go?
I know. I told James, too, when he got home from work. He goes, how was your doctor's appointment? I was like,
well,
I canceled an hour before because I just needed to sleep. He goes, okay, well, how's your asthma? Is it getting better? And I'm like, no.
Not really.
So, yeah, I just got to do it. I got to reschedule. I'm going to call them today. And I have another doctor's appointment for something else today. So I'm like, Why did I stack everything up the first week of the year?
Now you're going to really be trying to go from appointment to appointment. Yeah. Did you get some good sleep at least?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I woke up like around 1 a.m. wheezing. And I, you know, when you wake up in the middle of the night and you feel like, oh, you could just go back to sleep. That wasn't my case.
Oh, I meant in the afternoon nap one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I felt rested after my afternoon nap.
Well, at least you got something out of it, you know?
Got it. Yeah, I'm trying to be optimistic. So hopefully I could push it to next week because tomorrow I'm booked. Today I'm pretty booked, and I just gotta suck it up with the asthma.
Yeah. Well, and so to speak, suck it up. You're probably like trying to suck up any bit of air that you can get. That's no joke. I'm sorry you're going through that.
It's all good. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Yeah. Yesterday, good day. I had a physical therapy appointment. I'd been going like once a week and doing exercises at home and stuff because I have a torn labrum. Mm-hmm. And so yesterday I had a later appointment, and the place I go, they also have like it's a place where a lot of the high school athletes like go and do their training, like they specialize training. So I'm there, and I think I'm just going to get like my, you know, shock therapy stuff that they do for me and stuff like that. She goes, "We're gonna work out today," and I was like, "Huh?
What?
Like what kind of working out? Because you know we'll do like little exercises here and there." And I go, "Huh?" And she goes, "Yeah, we're gonna work out today." I was wearing like a regular bra, not a sports bra.
Oh, that's the worst.
I was wearing a sweatpants, like joggers, and I was wearing a sweatshirt. And I'm like, this is going to be messy. And so they take me into the gym where all the kids are like training, and I'm like in my sweat outfit with a regular bra on, and I'm like, this is so embarrassing. I was like, I'm gonna do the best I can, but I did not come prepared for that. She's like, no, you're fine. But I made it through. I was like, so embarrassed.
Wait, how hard were these workouts though?
They got my heart rate up. It's not like a gym workout that I would do, but I definitely was not expecting this, and so I was not prepared, and I was so hot in there wearing, normally I'd wear like either yoga pants or shorts and a t-shirt, and here I am in a full sweatshirt and joggers. I was like, what is happening?
There's no more two worse feelings. One is sweating in a regular bra, and two, wet socks.
Oh, I was just so embarrassed. Yeah. But you know, I don't even think, honestly, anyone was paying attention to me. You know, everyone's in their own world, but we always think, oh man, everyone's looking at me, and the truth is they're probably not, but it was pretty funny yesterday. And so, yeah, we got that done. And yeah, just looking forward to the new season of The Pit that comes out today.
Oh, it does.
I love that show. Okay. Season number 2 of The Pit. So if you're a big fan of that, that is out. A lot going on this morning. Like we said, a big announcement coming up just after 6 o'clock in What's Trending. Okay, quick question for you. When you lose something while you're traveling, do you immediately just start accepting that you are never going to see that item again? Because I feel like airports have a way of doing that to you. The second you realize something is gone, your brain kind of just skips past hope and lands on grief. You're like, oh, that thing's gone forever. But it doesn't always happen that way. You had one of those moments. What happened?
I did. And me and my husband, we just got back from this amazing trip. We had a 10-hour layover in South Korea. So we're like, let's go sightsee. We have plenty of time. We come back from that amazing little trip in Seoul. We get back to the airport. We get our luggage. And we're rearranging things, you know, for our flight. When I notice that my iPad is no longer in my sleeve where it's kind of homed at. And I look at my husband and I said, babe, I can't find my iPad. Like, who had it last? I'm going through thousands of thoughts when I realized he was the last person that had the iPad.
Oh.
And he's like, oh my gosh, I left it on the plane. You know, in the little behind the chair in the little netting, there was no one in the middle of us. So he put it in that middle chair. And he's like, oh, I can't believe I lost it. I can't believe I left it. Right when he said that, immediately, I'm like letting it go. I'm already saying my farewells, my goodbyes. I'm never going to see that iPad again. Meanwhile, he's like, I'm going to get it mailed back to us. I'm going to reach out to Korean Air, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you go do that. You have fun with that. He's like, you know what? No, I'm going to go look on their website, see if it's still here at the airport. And what do you know? He goes onto the website, and it's there. The iPad, the picture of the iPad is there. So he's
what
like,
website did he go on?
I have no idea. But
was it just Find My?
I think he was. No, because on Find My, the location was already off.
Oh,
so
okay.
So he went on the actual Korean Air website, went
That's
to
crazy.
Lost and Found, and the first picture was of our iPad, okay? So he's like, I think it's still here at the airport. 2 hours before boarding, he's like, I'm going to go find it. I'm like, well, you go have fun. I'm going to be at our gate. That I'm just going to be chilling. Turns out, 5 minutes before we're about to board, I'm having all of this anxiety. Like, where is this guy? He comes walking back up to me with a plastic bag with our iPad in it. I couldn't believe it. He got our iPad back.
I would have kissed that thing goodbye. I really commend his perseverance and sticking with it, because I would have been like, well, that's gone.
Yeah, right. And then just in the nick of time, too, he was golfed, you know, those little carts that they do at the airport?
Yeah.
So that he was carted back. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. It was like that slow motion moment in your life. Like, oh my gosh, my husband actually got the iPad back.
Has anyone ever had an item like that you kissed it goodbye? You were like, that is gone. And then miraculously, it was returned to you. You found it. You tracked it down. What happened? I'll never forget my daughter. We were at a volleyball tournament. We were flying back from Phoenix. And once we got on the plane, she realized that she left her AirPods at the airport.
Right.
And this was crazy. I couldn't believe it. So she was like, they're gone. She saw them in the airport. She on Find My. And then she just randomly checked a couple days later and she saw they were in Alabama.
Weird.
And we're like, what? Why are they in Alabama? We go, I go on Google Maps to see the location and it's like this store. And so I call the store and I said, yeah, I just tracked my daughter's AirPods there. And she's like, yeah, we're like a lost and found store for the airline stuff. Anything they find,
so
they send
cool.
to us. She's like, can you describe what they look like? And I said, well, they're AirPods and the case looks like this. It has blue flowers on it. She's like, I have them right here. I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, do you want me to send them to you? I'm like, yes, please. Like, I could not believe it.
And then you ended up getting it? Like,
yeah,
how long?
They sent it back 2 days.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing? It is Thursday, January 8th. It is 6:02. Welcome to the show. It's going to get a little windy out there. We have a wind advisory today.
I felt it. Ooh. When I walked out of my apartment. I was like, oh, okay. Well, yeah. No wonder my asthma has been acting up.
Not a fan of the wind, but other than that, the weather has been pretty nice. I'm on Reddit this morning just going through stuff, and I was reading something really funny. What is something from the 90s that you look back on and think, how did we all agree that this was okay? Because this Reddit list is blowing up. And it's asking exactly that. And reading through these, I feel like it feels like a time capsule. Just like from a totally different set of rules. It's crazy. Like showing up at someone's house without calling first. And nobody was mad about that.
Oh my gosh. I would never forget my mom's friends would do that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, so-and-so is here. I would go hide, honestly.
People were happy to have just surprise visitors. And if someone showed up my house now without telling me, I'd be like, what are you doing here? Like, why didn't you give me a heads up?
Even with phone calls, I'd be like that too.
Oh my gosh. This one says, being unreachable for hours, even days, and nobody panicked. And now if I don't get a text back from someone, I'm like, either I hope they're okay or, oh, they're mad.
Yes.
Like, what's going on? What else is on here? Things. Do you have any of those? What is something from the 90s you look back on and think like, why is this not okay today? Parents leaving their kids in the car while it's running while you run into the grocery store.
I'll never forget when I was a kid, my mom's favorite store was Ross. She'd be in there for hours and I'd just be in the car listening to Radio Disney for that long, just waiting for her.
It was acceptable. One thing I remember doing that I look back on and I think, why was everyone okay with this? I used to babysit and, you know, babysitting, what's an appropriate age to be a babysitter? I would babysit for our neighbors and I think I was like 11 years old.
What? That's way too young to me.
Not just that. It was multiple kids. There was like a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a freaking 2-year-old. And I was 11 babysitting them.
You're like basically potty training the 2-year-old at this point.
I remember I would call my mom because we lived across the street. I'm like, Mom, this kid's diaper's dirty. Can you come help me? So she'd come over and she'd change the diaper for me. But who in their right mind would leave their 3 kids with an 11-year-old? Like, what time was this that we lived in?
I remember that would happen with me. One of my brother's girlfriends would just randomly babysit me. I'm like, I barely know this chick. Why is she babysitting me?
Oh my gosh, we're getting some texts here. Do you guys remember when restaurants had smoking sections? That was okay. It was so gross walking into some of these places. You're like,
yes.
This one says, I used to always print out my directions on MapQuest everywhere I went.
Gosh, I remember my dad's glove compartment was filled with old MapQuest directions.
And sometimes they weren't exactly correct. I remember I was trying to take my kid to a birthday party. This was in the 2000s, but I used MapQuest directions and I ended up in some business park. I'm like, these are obviously wrong. We missed the party entirely.
And then you would have to ask like a random stranger on the street, like, hey, where do we go for this? You're going to make a left. You're going to go north here. I'm like, I wouldn't be able to survive.
Yeah, me talk to a stranger? Absolutely not. that was a time, but I thought that was so funny. So much coming up. Speaking of taking it back, how would you like some tickets to see New Edition? New Edition, along with Boyz II Men and Toni Braxton, they are coming to town. And we have an early edition of Heads Up in just a couple of minutes so we can get you those tickets. Make sure you stick around for that. 7:30 with the Mega Minute, we have your Ed Sheeran tickets. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. Wow, some big breaking news when it comes to Bruno Mars this morning. He confirmed that his album is done, and now we have some more big surprises. Details coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Bruno Mars is trending this morning. Some big, big news to talk about. He just dropped something major, and that is that his long-awaited fourth solo album is going to be called The Romantic, and it's coming out. It's coming out on February 27th. Earlier this week, he casually posted, "My album is done," and since then, the rollout has picked up speed. And now, breaking this morning, he is going on tour.
Yeah!
The Romantic Tour is kicking off right here in Las Vegas.
Oh my gosh.
Allegiant Stadium, April 10th is when it's happening. Opening night, stadium show. Vegas gets it first. This is going to be amazing. This is his first full headline tour in nearly a decade and his first time doing a global stadium tour.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that tells you how big this era is going to be for him. So we got the album title, we got the release date, we got a tour coming up, and he's even raised the stakes even more. He has confirmed that new music does drop tomorrow. A single will be dropping
yes!
tomorrow.
Oh my God, I did not expect going into 2026 we would get this new Bruno.
Yeah, just amazing. Even without a solo album, he never really disappeared. You know, we heard all the duets, the Lady Gaga Die With The Smiles, the APTs with Rosé. So he has been around, but now he's got his solo stuff happening and the tour. The tour is going to be great. The lineup is really cool because he's got Anderson .Paak as DJ Pee-wee joining him and Leon Thomas is going to be joining
That's
him.
That's exciting. That's an artist that I've been seeing up and coming that I've never seen live. So maybe this is our chance.
Yeah, this is going to be really cool. One more thing. Us Weekly is reporting that Bruno Mars is also in talks to perform at the Grammy Awards this year. Mm. That, you know, that's Us Weekly reporting that. So we'll wait and see if that is true, but a big, big year for Bruno Mars fans, that is for sure, and that is what's trending. Okay, it is time to win. As promised, we have an early edition of Heads Up for you guys, and we are giving you a pair of tickets to see New Edition Boys to Men and Toni Braxton all coming to the T-Mobile Arena. That show is January 30th. And not only will you win these tickets, but if you win heads up, you will also be qualified for some upgraded tickets. Who is ready to play heads up? It's easy. All you got to do is pick a category, get six answers in 60 seconds, and the tickets are yours. Caller 20, you get to play right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Gary, you're caller 20. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's do this. Let's play some Heads Up. We've got your tickets to see New Edition, Boys to Men, and Toni Braxton. Nice. Pick a category. Do you want to go with pop royalty or bean dip?
Oh, gosh. I guess we will go with pop royalty.
Okay, Pop Music Chart Day was on Sunday, so these are all different pop artists, okay?
Randy.
Okay.
Okay, or do you have someone in the car with you here helping you?
Yes, it's my wife.
Oh, hi, wife. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Alex.
Oh, God, awesome. Gary and Alex, let's do this, okay? Just if either one of you knows the answer, just shout it out, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up starts now.
She is the queen of pop. She sings Like a Virgin.
Madonna.
Yes. She is Blank Space, 1989, the Eras Tour.
Taylor Swift.
Yes. She is Levitating. She is...
Dua Lipa.
Yes. He is Purple Rain. He is When Doves Cry.
Prince.
Yes. She is Driver's License. Good for you.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Yes. He is oh my gosh, why am I blanking? He is He is Beat It. He is
Michael Jackson.
Yes. Oh my gosh, thank
wow.
you.
Whoa.
Where were you blanking? You got it. Congratulations, you guys.
Oh
my gosh. Okay, so everyone is going to kick my butt here because I was blanking on The Weekend. Why could I not think of a Weekend?
Blinding Lights. Yes, it's all good.
It's so early. Gary and Alex, thank you so much for being patient with me, but you got it. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so happy.
You guys are going to have a blast. New Edition at Boys to Men. It is something that every generation has. They have like kids doing things that make adults spiral, and it's not stuff that's illegal. It's usually not even dangerous. It's just really, really irritating. And suddenly one teacher says, nope, not in my classroom anymore. So what did you find?
Yeah. So there's this teacher going viral on TikTok and he's like, I want to ban something in 2026. And honestly, I thought he was going to say this.
6'7".
It wasn't 6'7", although I think we can all agree that 6'7" should be banned this year.
Yes, for sure.
So this is actually something he's already banned in this classroom. And this is what he had to say.
And if you're a middle school or high school teacher and you haven't seen one of these bad boys yet, they're coming. They are everywhere. They're called paper darts. It's got a little staple at the top. They fold them up just like this in this little triangle right here. They are all over the hallways, but they stick up in the ceiling. And I had three of them in my ceiling. I didn't know what they were. I banned them now.
Paper darts. Have you ever heard of these?
No, I've never heard of these. Teachers, is this a thing? Paper darts in your class? I've never heard of them.
Yeah, and I'm looking at it and it's like a little post-it note. They fold it into a triangle, staple, you could fling it. It's funny because in the video, he actually tries it and he admits, oh, that was actually pretty fun.
Oh gosh, that's so funny. What is the thing that you want to like ban this year, whether it's in school or something else? The paper darts thing. I remember as a kid that in my school, we would take pencils, really sharp pencils, and then fling them up at the ceiling and then they'd get stuck in the ceiling.
Yes.
So it sounds like it's very similar to the paper darts thing. But man, now they're going all out crafting and creating these little darts to throw them and never see them again.
Yeah. As a parent, is there something maybe that your kid does or maybe even your kid's friends do that you're like, we got to start banning this. This is too much.
I think it, for me and my kids' friends actually are really good at it, but I notice sometimes that, you know, it's hard to have a conversation with kids, like teens specifically. Like, they don't want to make eye contact with you. And I get it. I probably didn't make eye contact with adults when I was a teenager either.
Yeah.
But I want them to, like, hey, look at me when you, like, they're looking at the ground, mumbling.
Oh.
And, but then again, it's like, you know what? I probably did the same thing. So I can't really say don't do that unless I know for a fact I didn't do it. And in that case, I don't. Is there something you want to ban?
Yeah, my nephew, he's 13 and he does this thing that frustrates me. He won't be talking on the phone. He won't be listening to music, but he has his AirPods still in his ear. Like, he just has it on the whole entire day. And I'm like, be talking to my mom or whatever. And then he'll just chime in. And I'm like, why is your AirPod in your ear? I'm thinking you're on the phone. He goes, I just like to have it as an accessory.
Oh, sometimes I'll leave mine in, like, so people don't talk to me. Here I am claiming that kids won't talk to me, and then I have these in my ears. Maybe that's why. Abby, good morning. What is the thing that you just want to ban kids from doing?
Well, they're not only not talking to us, they're not talking to each other. My 15-year-old, and I see all of her kids, her generation, they pretend to not know each other. So we'll be at the gym, and we'll have to beeline for a whole new machine because she knows somebody over there.
Oh.
But just won't say hi.
That's
we'll
so
be at
funny.
Church. We'll have to go to a totally different pew because somebody she might know is sitting right there. So it doesn't matter, like, where we're at, what setting. If she knows them, she won't say hi.
That is so
true.
My daughter's the same way. Like, oh, go this way. And then I'm like, whoa. And she's, like, taking me a totally different way in the store. She's like, I saw someone I know. I was like, oh, gosh. Okay.
No social interaction.
I have no idea. Let's talk to Ginger. Ginger, what do you want to see banned here going into this new year?
Oh, I want to ban those blind boxes. Like the labubus.
Why?
Those are like a form of gambling to me. Because you get one and you want one, like the secret one, and you don't get it, and you buy another one.
Yes.
Another one, and then it's the same thing, and then you get multiples. And you just keep buying them.
I know.
So it's like a form of gambling to me.
It really is. It really is. And I like, most people are kind of done with that craze. I still love it. I love the, like, tiny little laboo-boos, like the pin for love ones. Love them. I love all the little plushies. But you're right, Ginger. It is like gambling because the high you get as you're opening the box, you're like, oh my gosh, please let me get
like
this
the
one.
Plastic sound when opening it too.
There's nothing like it, but I figure, hey, at least I have something to show for it, unlike gambling, you know?
Well, did you finally get the secret labubu, or what is it called?
Well, there are secret ones for every kind of line.
Okay.
And so I've got the secret in a couple of lines, others I haven't, but, like, at this point now, that the craze is kind of over, you can literally, like, go and buy them online now. People are selling them.
Oh,
so.
Like Pop Mart is open? Or it's
no,
like,
no, like
StockX?
No, yeah, like StockX or people just on Facebook Marketplace, like, who wants my labubo? I'm done with this. It's like, I'll take it.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Well, this is some big news that happened yesterday. Nick Reiner will now be represented by a public defender after his attorney abruptly withdrew from the case. He faces murder charges in the stabbing deaths of his parents, Rob and Michelle Reiner. His former lawyer told the court his team had no choice but to step aside. So I don't know what that means. Nick did not enter a plea. Prosecutors say he could face life without parole or the death penalty. The district attorney did note that no decision has been made at this time in regards to the death penalty. But, you know, we shall see. The Reiner family shared in a statement through a spokesperson that they have the utmost trust in the legal process. They're not going to comment any further on this. So the arraignment was pushed to February 23rd.
When I see this story, the one thing that the people that I really feel for right now is the daughter and the son that aren't involved. The one that just kind of are innocent bystanders in this and seeing what they're going through. And I love that a lot of Nick Reiner's, or is it Nick or who's the father again?
Rob Reiner?
Rob Reiner, excuse me. Rob's friends in the community are reaching out to the kids and saying, hey, we're here to help you in any way we can.
Yeah, well, my theory is, and I have zero confirmation on this, this is just me thinking about it. I feel like the brother and sister said, we're not going to pay for a lawyer for him.
Okay.
And yeah, and that now that's why he has to have a public defender. That's my theory.
Yeah.
That they're like, no, we're not. You're on your own here.
I could see that.
But who knows? I don't know that we'll ever get the answer on that. Also this morning, OpenAI is launching ChatGPT Health to deal with the 230 million people who ask the chatbot health related questions every week. Do you ask ChatGPT health questions?
I do. And I've also told my sister when she was going through something, have you asked ChatGPT?
Oh my gosh, that's funny. Yeah, they say that they get so many people asking these questions. So they want to create a separate chatbot from other questions. They say they're not going to use health questions to train their models, but they stress this is not intended for diagnosis and treatment. It's not supposed to replace the regular medical care that you get, just to help, you know, navigate your own health information.
Then I told my sister-in-law, she was having an allergic reaction around her eyes. Like, she was getting really weird bumps. She didn't know where it was coming from. So she was like doing all this research, right? And I'm like, well, have you asked ChatGPT? She goes to ChatGPT and it's so basic. It's like, it could be dust or pollen. And it's no answers whatsoever.
I'm really leery on it. I don't know. I'm not 100% on board with any of the chatbots, ChatGPT, Gemini. Like, I just feel, and this is the conspiracy theorist in me, that there's some way that they're trying to twist your thinking, that they're trying to make you think like they do. I don't trust it. There's something about it. I mean, if it's something harmless, like astrology stuff, or, you know, I don't know, anything like that, that's not going to change my way of thinking, I'm okay with it. But other than that, I'm so worried about it. And I see it infiltrating everything. You know, it's like nobody has an original thought anymore. No one can write an email without it. No one can send a text without it. And it's frustrating.
Well, AI is eventually going to take over a lot of jobs. So we might, you know, be with it or be against it. Regardless, it's here to stay.
Well, yeah, and I don't deny that. I hope you don't take it that I'm saying that it's not going to be useful. I just don't trust it.
Yeah,
you know what
true.
I mean?
True, I can see that. Uh-huh.
Finally, this morning, Valentine's Day is more than a month away, but women have an extra burden around that time. Not only do they, you know, say they have to get a gift for their significant other, but they say that you have to get gifts for your girlfriends too. You know, you have Galentine's Day, February 13th, which is the day before Valentine's Day, a day to honor your friendships. And it all started on the TV show Parks and Rec. So they say it's time for gals to get together and brunch and gift. But I saw this stat where they're like, you have to get your girlfriend's Galentine's Day gifts. I have never ever gotten my friend a Galentine's Day gift. Have you?
Never. And I don't even celebrate or know anyone that celebrates Galentine's Day.
Yeah, I don't either. And so I'm not going to put that unnecessary pressure on me. But does anyone else do that? Or is there something that you, like some sort of anniversary or some sort of holiday that typically isn't gift related that you buy stuff for? I thought that was really interesting.
You know what? My parents actually used to get me gifts for Valentine's Day. They would get me like balloons or teddy bears or my favorite chocolates. And I'll never forget when I first turned 21, they got me a bottle of wine.
Ooh, do you still get Valentine's Day gifts from them?
No, I don't even get birthday gifts.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. So conformity gate turned into a full clown moment.
Sure did.
Well, that didn't happen.
Not totally surprised.
Yeah, I was just so hopeful, really. Fans just waited all day for that secret finale to come out from Stranger Things. Nothing dropped. There was no twist. There was no surprise, and Netflix, they put up all episodes are out. Like, they just wanted to make sure we knew it wasn't happening. But still, I had hope. But honestly, I feel like this happens all the time. You know, there's a theory that spreads, and then TikTok kind of breaks it down for everybody, and then Reddit connects the dots on it, and then everyone is convinced that something huge is going to happen.
Yeah, I was such a huge conspiracy theorist back in the day. Where I look back at myself and I just shake my head, like, why did I believe in that kind of stuff?
Is there a conspiracy that really just kind of hooked you that you were like, I'll admit, I thought that one was going to happen. I'm going to forever go down and admit I believed in conspiracy gate. I thought that conformity gate was really going to happen. I was ready for it, but you know, I've probably fallen for many others before too.
Yeah, I'll never forget this one. Remember, December 21st, 2012. It was
2012.
Remember, it was supposed to be
what? 2012.
2012.
Okay.
2012.
I was like, wow, we're really in the future on this one.
Is that not the future? 2012.
It's like the year 2000.
I was like, wow, 202,000.
Damn, girl,
and we're living in space.
2012.
2012.
And that was supposed to be the end of the Mayan calendar. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, I didn't believe that one. Did you believe that one? You thought the world was going to end?
I was remembering that week, like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do in case something happens, this apocalyptic event? I remember it was a Friday to be exact, and I worked at a middle school at the time, and I was like, are we going to have a plan in place in case something goes down, blah, 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 blah. And my coworker's like, you need to relax. It's not happening. It's all a rumor. That day, I'm mentally preparing in case something happens. Loser, nothing happened.
Well, I'm glad.
Yeah, but I was such a loser for believing in that stuff. Like, I really went down the YouTube rabbit hole of thinking that December 21st, 2012, that it was going to be the end of the world.
I feel like my conspiracy theories, like I never believe the end of the world theories or the Jesus is coming theories. And one day I'm going to be wrong. You know, one day I will be wrong. Hopefully I'm not alive at that point. But the one that I refuse to give up on, I refuse to give up on it. I still believe Reputation Taylor's version is coming out. I think Taylor's going to drop it with zero warning. I know she doesn't need to now. She owns... Actually, Reputation, did she own that one?
No,
she did not own that one. And so I know she doesn't need to, but I feel like she's already started recording it and that there are new songs on there. And I am convinced, I believe the conspiracy theory, that will come out at some point.
You know, I really love the Reputation album. Favorite Taylor Swift album of all time. But I let go of the Rep TV once she got engaged. Like, once she got engaged, I was like, that's it. And she's going to be planning for the wedding and there's no more music for like another year.
Do you ladies remember Y2K?
Yeah, of course.
I was probably in third grade, 9 years on. I blame most of it on my mom. But yeah, she thought the year 2000, that was it. She was hoarding, you know, canned foods, all these bottles of water. And obviously it came and went. And I was like, oh, so much for the, you know, the computer shutting down and stuff like that.
Do you still have all the hoarded foods and stuff like
that? I hope it's gone by now.
Oh, I'm not even joking. I'm terrified to go into my mom's pantry or refrigerator.
Really?
She has stuff with expiration dates. With a 19 in front of it. It's terrifying.
The 1900s? What?
Yes. When was this?
Oh, she has spices in her spice rack that are from like 1999, you guys.
I go into my grandparents when they were still alive. I was like going through the refrigerator. 2007 when it was 2018. And I'm like, this, you guys, what is this still doing here?
It's scary. Like, and she always says like, oh, it's fine. It's still good. And I'm like, and you wonder why you have stomach issues. Like, think about it, please. It's Mix 94.1.
Are you ready?
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Dina, you are caller 20. Good morning.
Yay, good morning. How are you?
I am so good this morning. How are you doing?
Doing all right. I am in the middle of a fire drill at a school, but I'm good.
Oh my gosh, are you outside right now?
No, I had to stop because all the kids were out, so now I'm good.
Oh my
this
goodness.
This is incredible.
This, I don't think we've ever had someone try the Mega Minute during a fire drill.
Yeah, it's a first for everything.
Dina, let's do this. We've got 10 questions, 60 seconds. Okay. You get them all correct, and you are going to go see Ed Sheeran when he comes to Allegiant Stadium in July. Are you ready?
I am ready, and so are the kids.
Nice. Dina, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Which artist is known for their album 24 Karat Magic?
Bruno Mars.
Yes. How many days are in the month of January?
31.
Yes. What is the name of Miley Cyrus's dad?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yes. In what country would you find Mount Fuji?
Japan.
Yes. On what Taylor Swift album would you find the songs Shake It Off and Blank Space?
Pass.
Which New York island is known for their beachfront amusement park?
Say that again?
No. What is the term for animals that are active during the night?
Nocturnal.
Yes. Willy Wonka's factory produced what kind of food?
Chocolate.
Yes. What historical figure said, "Let them eat cake"?
Pass.
Which electronic show is currently here in town?
CES.
Yes. What Taylor Swift album has the songs Shake It Off and Blank Space?
Reputation?
No. Which New York island is known for its beachfront amusement park?
Coney Island.
Okay, it was Coney Island, yes. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. That means we did not get a winner. You got through all the questions. We made it back around for a couple of them. That Taylor Swift album with the song Shake It Off and Blank Space, 1989. I'm sorry. And then the historical figure that said Let Them Eat Cake is Marie Antoinette. That means another day, another victim of the Mega Minute. Darn it. I was really hoping we were going to get a winner. But that means caller 20, you're going to get these tickets. Two of them. To see Ed Sheeran, his Loop tour coming to Allegiant Stadium July 18th. Caller 20, you get the tickets. 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
This celebrity mom group drama just keeps getting better and better, guys. This all starts, if you missed it, with an essay, okay? Ashley Tisdale wrote a piece for The Cut, and it was called Breaking Up With My Toxic Mom Group. And in it, she talks about walking away from a group of moms that she once leaned on because the dynamic turned very unhealthy. She never names names, but the internet immediately filled in the blanks. Why? Well, Ashley has been publicly linked to a very famous mom circle that includes Hilary Duff, Mandy Moore, Meghan Trainor. So even though Ashley says the essay is about a different group, people are convinced she's talking about them. So now here comes the twist. Hilary Duff's sister, Hayley Duff, liked The Cut post promoting Ashley's essay. One like, one big reaction. Fans took it as Hayley siding with Ashley,
yeah,
who turned this vague essay into a full-blown like family drama. Now, the speculation already had legs because I guess Hillary had said in an interview with Rolling Stone that she's dealing with family issues.
Oh.
And Hillary and Haley have not been photographed together since 2019. So they're saying that there's also drama between the two of their husbands, Hillary's husband, Matthew Coma, and Haley's husband. And because no celebrity situation stays quiet, the spouses did jump in, and Matthew Coma mocked the essay that Ashley Tisdale wrote with a fake headline dragging her. It said something about like how she was tone deaf and self-absorbed, and maybe that's why the moms left her.
Oh man. It makes me sad because I love all of these actresses and singers, but did you hear about that whole thing with Hilary Duff and Frankie Muniz back in the day?
No.
Okay.
Oh, so with the mom?
Yes, Hillary's mom. So Frankie Muniz was in talks about already starring for Agent Cody Banks. And when Hillary's mom found out that Frankie would have a love interest in that movie, she immediately like overstepped and was like, Hillary should do it. Meanwhile, Frankie already had someone else in mind. But I guess after that whole thing with Agent Cody Banks, they are no longer friends and they haven't talked in decades. So I don't know.
Hey, Steph, what do you always say? The tea is hot.
The tea is hot, baby.
Drama, man. Dang.
Also this morning, Garth Brooks, he has updated his website and that has sent fans into detective mode. No post, no video, no teaser clip, just a very quiet message saying he has to make music and he has to take it to the people. So what does this mean? He also praised Trisha Yearwood, who's touring through the first half of the year, and then added a line about seeing what waits in the second half. So fans translated instantly. They're saying new music from Garth in 2026.
Oh, I would have never guessed from Garth that he'd be
When's
coming out with new music.
When's the last time he dropped new music?
I don't know. I saw him when he did one of those like mini residencies over at the Wynn, and he was really good. Like, he'll literally ask you, okay, what song do you guys want to hear? And people will shout out songs. They'll be like, blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, let's play that one. And then he just starts playing it.
The
like,
talent.
It was wild.
I wouldn't even, but with a catalog like his, I don't remember half my songs.
Yeah, he has some major shows lined up. He's got Summerfest in Milwaukee in June. He's got a show in London. But maybe we'll see more from Garth coming up if you're a big fan. Finally, this morning, this candle did not survive the group sniff test. Bath & Body Works, they rolled out a pizza and ranch candle.
Ooh.
And they quietly pulled it off after customers said that it made them gag. So the scent notes tell the whole story. You've got gooey cheese, ranch, crispy pepperonis. I mean, that is dinner. That is not ambiance. That is disgusting. So a bunch of TikToks have gone viral showing shoppers smelling it in the store and nearly throwing up, like losing their will to live. It's so bad. One comment said that their life flashed before their eyes. pretty honest review.
Okay, that's pretty dramatic.
The candle dropped from $26 to $8 and it still struggled. 1.5 stars is the rating, over 200 reviews. It's sold out online. They say it's not coming back, but it was all part of this perfect pairings line that they did. The coffee and donuts survived.
Oh, yes.
Popcorn and slushy exists.
What? Like, yeah. They pour a slushy on popcorn or they just eat it together?
You eat it together, okay. Yeah. And then chips and salsa also caught some strays.
Okay, but do you guys like pizza with ranch? Like, yes. Eating with it?
Yes, yep. I do like eating it. I don't want a candle that smells like
what
it.
What about pineapples on pizza?
Oh, the big old controversy. Pineapple belongs on pizza? Yes.
I am not a fan of it. I'm not going to take anyone's happiness, you know, and say that they can't have that on there. But me, not a fan.
I can actually see pineapple and pizza on a candle better than pizza and ranch.
Yeah, I just want the pineapple candle to leave everything else off of it. This is Mercedes in the morning. So imagine you're scrolling TikTok and you're not snooping, you're not looking for any sort of clues on anything, you're not suspecting a thing, and there he is, your husband, sitting at a restaurant, cozy, smiling, with a woman who is not you.
Ooh.
And the caption says something like, "Thanks for dining with us tonight." This happened to some woman in Italy. Her husband told her that he was at a work dinner, and this restaurant posted a promotional TikTok. No permission, no warning. Someone spots him in the video, and maybe she kind of stumbles across the clip herself, who knows? Either way, she sees everything. He is clearly not with his coworkers like he said he was going to be. He is clearly not alone. And once she sees him, the marriage is done. She kicks him out. Now, here is the wild part of this story, okay? He sues the restaurant. He says the video violated his privacy. And his argument says that the TikTok exposed an affair and destroyed his marriage.
No way!
And this consumer protection group, they're backing him and they're pushing for damages plus a possible complaint with the Italian data protection police. So, like, this is wild. Guy was caught red-handed cheating on his wife, and now he's suing, like, how dare you expose me for cheating on my wife?
Someone's ego is hurt.
Yeah, not only that, but, like, sorry, buddy, that isn't damages. That's karma. That's karma coming back to you because the wife needed to find out.
Have you guys ever found out, like, you were cheated on in a really weird way, or you just stumbled upon it? It's not like you were even looking. But then someone said something or you came across something. 702-364-9400. Was it a social media post or a tagged photo? Because I think gut feeling is your best indicator. Mm-hmm. The time I got cheated on, I had a gut feeling. I definitely had it. But then this was in college, and I worked at the same place that my boyfriend worked. We worked at a department store, but he worked in like the shipping area and I was on the floor. And this girl in another department, I knew she liked him, and I had a gut feeling because sometimes I'd walk by them and they were talking to each other. I could just tell the way she was looking at him. And one day she came up to my apartment just like acting like she was saying hi. She's like, "How are you doing?" And I was like, "I'm fine. How are you?" And she's like, "Good. I had fun with your boyfriend last night."
No, she did not.
Yeah,
she
said
that to your face.
To my face. And I was like, "What do you mean?" And she's like, "Oh, we were bored, so we ended up going out." And she tried to play it off like they went out as friends. But as soon as she said that, I knew something had happened.
Did she say, "I was out with your boyfriend last night," or "I was out with the name last night?
She said, "I had fun with your boyfriend last night."
Mm-mm. That's what I don't like.
My heart just dropped. I felt like I was going to get sick. So I called on my break. I called my boyfriend, and he was like, because he never told me he went out with her. Mm. He never told me. And that's where it all unraveled. So that was kind of a weird way to find out that you were being cheated on, for sure. But like I said, the gut never lies.
Yep. I caught my boyfriend cheating. It was through a text message. I had to open his phone for something. We were on the same dance team together, and there was a video recorded that showed our new choreography, and I was forgetting some steps. So I'll just look in so-and-so's phone and look at the video. open it up. The first thing I see was the girl I was suspicious about. He was texting her asking, what are you doing later? Can I stop by? And I knew it from then on. It was over. But sadly, I had to find that.
What a way to find out. 702-364-9400. Have you ever found out you were being cheated on in a very weird way? Anonymous, good morning. What happened?
So I was with this, my ex for about 5 years. I went to a different state to help my best friend through pregnancy and be supportive for her. We went to a gas station and the exact same thing, the girl that I thought he was cheating on me with came out and told me everything. And it was 3 months before we were getting married.
Oh, my gosh. Please tell me you called off the wedding.
Oh, yes, I did. Oh, right away.
Thank goodness. That is heart-wrenching, like, especially so close to the actual date. But in a weird way, Anonymous, were you kind of relieved? Like, thank you. You helped me just dodge a bullet. Like this, who knows how long this would have gone on?
Yes, I did. And I asked him one time, and I told him, I said, look, I'm asking you this one question. I'm not going to ask you again.
And
I asked him, did you cheat on me? He said, no. 2 years later, I found out.
Always trust that gut. Yep. I'm telling you, we're getting a lot of texts on, man, looking at the phone bill. Yeah, those phone bills are dead giveaways.
Because they have their phone numbers that they text and call, right?
Oh, my gosh. And Ramon just sent me a note. He says, you're not going to believe how line one found out she was being cheated on. Okay, from what I'm seeing here on the screen,
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
We're talking about how you found out you were being cheated on. This all started with a story out of Italy where a husband told his wife he was going to a work dinner, and the restaurant then posts a TikTok promo for the restaurant. He showed up in the video with another woman. The wife saw the clip, ended the marriage, and now he is suing the restaurant because the video exposed the affair. So here we are. Not a confession, not a dramatic slip up, a random social media post is what outed the guy. So how did you find out that you were being cheated on? Was it a post? Was it a text? Was it a screenshot? A stranger who spoke up? 702-364-9400. Heather, thank you so much for holding. Your story is so wild. Talk to us. What happened?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. So my boyfriend had told me that he was going out of town for the weekend, right? So he had this whole story, the flight, the packing, everything. So I'm like, yeah, cool. Well, I decide to go do a girls' night, you know, while he's gone. So we get all dressed up. We're feeling cute. We go to Scarpetta. Do you know at the Cosmopolitan?
Yes, yes. I love that place. It's so good.
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome. So the plan was like, go there for dinner, then we'll go clubbing at Marquee. We get to the restaurant and we walk in and I freeze because he's there.
Just like by himself or with some?
Oh, no. Oh, no. He's there sitting at a table and he's holding hands with another woman.
Oh, no! My gosh.
What?
Like, yeah,
this is like a TV show. Like, okay, what? I bet time moved in slow motion for you at that point. What happened?
Well, kind of, yeah. It was my brain was like trying to process this because I'm thinking, aren't you supposed to be on a plane right now?
Yeah.
You know, how are you here? And he looks up and he sees me and he immediately lets go of her hand. Like, oh, yeah, that's going to do it. Not like I didn't see.
And right? Did you confront him? Did you yell at him? Did you throw a drink in his face? What did you do?
Oh, yeah, I walked right up to him just in front of everyone in the restaurant. And then he tried to say, oh, it's not what it looked like, which is crazy because it was exactly what it looked like.
Exactly. That is crazy. I know I keep going back to this about, you know, thank goodness you found out now instead of being mm-hmm. with the person longer. But just the sting it must feel to know that someone that blatantly lied to you in order to try to get away with something like that. The big question, Heather, I gotta know, did you end up going to Marquee afterwards anyway?
You know what? We did.
Good.
That's hilarious. That's what we did. Yeah, I dumped him right there, and then we were like, screw this, and all my girlfriends, you know, they like said pretty mean things to him very loudly in the restaurant, and then we all went, and we danced and danced and danced.
Yes,
good.
As you should.
And I hope you had a random hookup with some hot guy that night. I hope, like, the nerve of some people, seriously.
Yes. And then the whole gesture of doing the packing and having a plane ticket to go to those lengths to cheat, I don't understand.
You're all in on the lie at that point. Like, you are all in, but I mean, no one can deny. Of all places to find out, Scarpetta is an excellent restaurant to find that out, you know?
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Esther, you're caller 20. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Let's make you a winner. We've got your Zayn Malik tickets here. Are you a One Directioner?
No, not me, but my girlfriend's kids are.
Oh, so. Well, it's going to be a great little residency over at Park MGM. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Keys to Success or Law and Order?
Law and Order.
Okay. National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day is tomorrow. So these are all things that are associated with law enforcement. Are you ready to do this? Okay, let's do it. 6 and 60 is all we need. We got this. Let's go.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for heads up starts now.
Okay, if you are in uniform and you work for Metro, you are a...
police officer.
Yes. They turn this on to tell you to move out of the way when you're driving.
Siren.
Yes. You've been arrested. They're going to put you in these metal things around your wrist.
Handcuffs.
Yes. You were speeding, so I'm going to have to write you one of these.
Ticket.
Yes. These are like the undercover people. They're that work.
Detective.
Yes. This is okay. I brought you in for questioning. Now you're going to undergo a what? We're going to
pass.
Okay. This is what if you're out wearing, you wear one of these if you're a police officer, so we know you're a police
uniform.
Yes.
Nice.
Wow.
Good job,
Esther. You killed it. Nice job. The only one you missed was interrogation, and you passed.
Oh.
Very smart. Instead of wasting time on it, if you don't know, then just move on. So that means you are a winner. You are going to see Zayn Malik. Hello? Oh, Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I thought we were playing another song here.
Oh, no.
I'm so torn. Like, I'm looking outside. I'm kind of in a daze. It's like raining outside. It's cold. It's windy. There's a lot happening that got me distracted. The ADD is kicking in for sure. So CES is in town, and this weather is definitely not cooperating with some of the attendees that are having to walk over to the convention center. But in honor of CES, Steph, you have a little game for us.
I sure do. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the name of a CES product, like a short description of what it is. And all you have to tell me if this is a real CES invention or something I just completely made up.
Is this something from this year or it's been at CES before?
It's been at CES before.
Not just this year.
Yeah,
okay.
So you kind of have to think about in the past or even if it just sounds believable or not. And I actually have an AI sidekick. His name is Charles. And Charles is going to help me start this game. Charles, are you ready to go?
It's now time for everybody's favorite game. Is it a real product at the 2020 Consumer Electronics Show?
Now, the 2020 Consumer Electronics.
Oh, gosh. This must be an old bed, Charles. Come on. This is 2026. Come on, dude. And now it's going to be CES or BS is what I want you guys to respond with, okay?
Okay, okay.
So what I'll do is have Mercedes go first. I'm going to name a product and then give a short description and just tell me if it's real or fake, CES or BS.
Okay.
Product number one, an LG Mood Up refrigerator. It's a refrigerator with color-changing LED panels. You can control from your phone to match your mood or kitchen vibe.
Yes, I think that is a real thing. I think I've seen that before.
Is it a real product, Charles?
That's right. That's a real product at the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yay. All right.
Okay,
all right.
Ramon. That was an easy one.
Yeah.
Just give her the trophy.
No. Don't give up. Ramon, here's product number two. A skincare printer. A countertop device that scans your face and prints personalized skincare serums daily based on your skin's needs.
Wow.
CES or BS?
That sounds almost like a 3D printer, but I'm going to go BS.
A, are you correct?
Oh, no. Oh, that is not a real product at the Consumer Electronics Show.
It's fake.
Oh, okay. So he got it right.
Oh, my gosh. My buttons are over the place, Charles. Can you get it together, Charles?
That's all right. So we both have one right. One and one. Okay,
right,
good job.
Product number three, Mercedes. A pet translator collar. A smart collar that claims to translate your dog's barks into human emotions and phrases through an app.
I believe that is a real product. I think that whether it does that accurately or not, I don't know, but I do believe that is a product.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, Mercedes, I'm going to go to Charles for this.
Oh, no, that is not a real product at the Consumer Electronics Show.
It's fake, really? Even though it sounds kind of cool.
I feel like I've seen something for that before. That's really interesting.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Right? Okay, ready, Ramon, for product number four. A Samsung Bally. A small rolling robot that follows you around your house, controls smart devices, and acts like a digital assistant.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that's real. I mean, thanks for an easy one. Yes,
okay.
It's a CES.
Is this a real product, Charles?
That's right. That's a real product at the Consumer Electronics Show.
Okay, Mercedes.
Very good.
Are you ready for product number five?
Yes.
A smart fork. A fork that vibrates if you eat too fast and tracks your bites through an app.
I will say yes on that. Yes.
Is it a real product, Charles?
That's right. That's a real product at the Consumer Electronics Show.
Very good. Let's wrap it up with our last one. You guys are tied 2-for-2, but Ramon, if you get this, I'll give you an extra 5 points.
I thought he got one more than me.
You guys are 2-and-2 now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he's
next.
Well,
I will like to say that there is a caller that does translate. It's called Pet Pulls. I looked it up.
Was it on CES?
I don't know.
CES, you got to get on this.
I don't know.
So, okay, last question. Product number 6 is called a digital taste simulator, a device that attaches your tongue and simulates flavors like chocolate or steak while you eat plain food. CES or BS?
I hope this is true, because I'll be like, if you're on a diet and you're eating broccoli or cauliflower and you're like, I just want some chocolate. Oh man, that'd be so awesome. Yes,
okay.
Please.
Charles, is this a real or fake?
Oh, no, that is not a real product at the Consumer Electronics Show.
Negative 5 points for
Got
you.
It.
Well, we should invent that thing.
Yeah, you know what, Mercedes? Because you looked it up and, you know, my pet translator is real, maybe we give it to you and you do it.
Well, I win by default because he has negative 3 points now.
There it is.
I feel bad. I wasn't, like, I don't know if that item was at CES, so I don't know if I quite deserve the points, but I think we should get that for your dog.
Oh my gosh, yes. Imagine what Momo would tell me.
I
hate this lady.
No!
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
This kind of paints a clear picture on how people are feeling right now. Money stress is driving decisions more than actual career ambition. More than half of workers say their pay has fallen behind inflation. And because of that, nearly 2/3 of people are relying on extra income. About 1/3 already work with a side hustle. And another big chunk of people plan to start one soon. What feels different this year is caution. For fewer people, they plan to join the job hunt than last year. And workers are just staying put because the market feels really unstable. So a lot of people are not expecting an improvement. So stability matters more than actually climbing the ladder, so to speak.
Yeah, I feel like I need a side hustle, honestly. I felt like I had so many when I worked so many part-time jobs. But now I'm like, this is my heart, so I just do this, and then I go home, and I focus on this again.
Yeah, a lot of people have more than one job, and, you know, it just get exhausting after a while.
And you're one of those people, Ramon, so you come in here, and yes. then you go work, and you have another job, and you don't get home until, like, midnight,
correct.
Right? So that's why Ramon always starts at 7. He needs to sleep in a little
just a
bit.
Just a little bit.
And do you feel like this is sustainable? It's got to be hard, right?
Definitely not. It's not a long-term deal because there's just no way. There's just no way. It's so hard waking up in the morning. Can't even imagine. I have to, like, do push-ups to wake myself up
or something. But then you're like, I get to go hang out with Mercedes and stuff, so it's so worth it.
My two best friends.
Besties!
Also this morning, 2 cookies are officially gone. When it comes to the Girl Scout universe, the Toastier and the S'mores are now retired. They had no farewell tour. There was no warning. They are history. And in their place comes a new cookie. Have you heard about the new Girl Scout cookie? Exploramores.
Ooh, I like that name.
Yeah, the flavor takes inspiration from Rocky Road ice cream.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Ew, Rocky Road ice cream.
Oh, I love Rocky Road ice cream.
Ew, the marshmallows in there just throw off everything in that ice cream.
Oh, that's the best part when you're tasting that delicious chocolate ice cream and then you get a fluffy little marshmallow in there.
Ew, no, I'd rather just have a regular
chocolate. I'm with you, Mercedes. I'm with you all the way.
Yeah, and then sometimes you get the almonds in there?
A little crunchy.
Oh, okay, crunchy. The almonds are good. I'll give you guys that.
Meanwhile, Scout parents are gearing up. Coworkers are bracing themselves because Girl Scout cookie time is approaching. So do you guys buy cookies every year?
I have. If they're out, like, in front of the supermarket and they have my favorite cookies, I'll buy a box.
What's your favorite flavor?
Thin mints.
Okay.
I feel like that's kind of the go-to for a lot of people.
Yes.
And then they're good. I think my favorite is the lemon ones, the lemonades. I love them.
Really?
They have, like, a lemon frosting on the bottom. They're really yummy.
Did you guys try the newer ones? They're called Adventurefuls. They have, like, they're a brownie cookie and they have, like, a caramel inside of it.
Oh, I saw them, but I didn't try them. Are they good?
Good. I would definitely recommend it.
I guess I'm buying more than one box this year.
Yeah, we've got ourselves all set. Finally, this morning, a shopping mall has installed a bathroom with stall windows that are going to shame you if you're a smoker. These bathroom stall windows turn clear if someone dares to light a cigarette inside.
That is embarrassing.
So you start smoking and then the frosted glass disappears. People outside will see everything. As if that wasn't enough, a loud announcement is going to play reminding you that smoking is banned and unhealthy. The mall says complaints dropped fast after they installed the system. Online reaction kind of split. Some people like the effectiveness, but others feel really exposed and uneasy on that. But one big fear keeps popping up. What if someone blows smoke into the stall while you're inside not doing anything wrong?
Right? Okay, this thing about our stalls here in the bathroom is the wide little gaps in between where I could see everything. If malls can install things like this for smoking in clear stalls, we need to get ours and get closer to our gaps.
I love restaurants that have bathroom stalls that are like doors. Like not the kind with the gap. Like it's an actual door.
Yes.
With like a handle. And so it's like completely sealed off. Yes, those are the best.
And you can't see with those doors. You can't even see people's shoes. Like, you know, when you walk into a bathroom and you know that someone is there because of their shoes.
Yeah.
Now the door, it's going to handle that.
I know. That's how I always figure out if someone's in there. And sometimes I'll see shoes for someone that I'm like, oh, I don't want to talk to them. So I'm like, get out of here fast. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. So Ramon had a bit of an inconvenience this week, kind of spiraled into quite a big opinion, I think. Before we get to your story, I want to ask, who is someone that you rely on so much that when they're unavailable, your whole routine feels thrown off? So what happened?
So yeah, I was booking up a haircut appointment. You don't know, everything you book through an app or whatever. So I'm on the app, going to the day, and it's blacked out. It's grayed out. I can't make an appointment. And he has a message. Oh, you know, going on vacation, taking a few weeks off. And I was like, what? You can't do that. I wanted to text him on the side. Hey, bro, you can go on vacation. You're in a profession as a barber. So many people rely on you. You're such a, you know, a big part of this community. You can't go on vacation, man. What am I supposed to do for 2 weeks?
So you think the barbers, if you're in a barber, you should never be able to take a vacation.
Correct. They shouldn't have days off. They should be on call. If I needed a haircut at 2 or 3 in the
what?
Morning,
he should be available. This is so annoying. They should be like, able to take vacation at least.
Well, he could go after my haircut.
I mean, it's to think that my life has to pause because you, God forbid, take a vacation.
Hey, I'm sure I'm not the only one that feels this way. I'm sure other people,
what
other
do you
clients.
Think are other jobs that do not deserve to take a vacation?
Probably, if I'm a, maybe like nail technicians for women.
You know what? Mine went to Italy for 2 weeks. I was fine with it. I was happy
really?
For her. I wanted her to go because she never goes. All she does is work. And so when she came back, we had a lot to talk about.
Okay.
Told
I
me all about
that.
Italy. It was wonderful.
I mean, probably Steph shouldn't go on vacation either.
Why?
Without you, this show would fall apart.
No. You guys would put it together.
We would be fine. We would be fine, Ramon. You don't think that we could do the show without Steph?
I mean,
we've done it before.
I mean, Steph does a lot, though.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. But I think that if I were going to go on vacation, I would prep whoever needed to go. When I went on vacation and I went to the Philippines, it was an opportunity for Ramon to step in, learn things. So don't you think sometimes vacations let people shine and learn things that they're supposed to?
Yeah, I mean, I liked it so much. I was like, you know what? Maybe Steph doesn't have to come back.
Yeah, we have implemented, we can implement the plan Bs. They're in place in case Steph cannot be here. We've got stuff ready to go. We're okay.
You know, I did have a friend that complained that his massage therapist went to Thailand for a month and that he wasn't able to get a massage. I'm like, dude, get a massage gun or ask your wife to do it. Relax.
Oh my gosh. If you say that, like say it out loud and how self-centered it sounds, you know, like I know whenever my hairstylist goes on maternity leave, there are people that are actually like, so how long are you going to be taking off?
Mm-hmm.
Like I need my hair done. And I'm like, she's literally pushing a baby out of herself, and you are worried about your highlights? Like, the world does not revolve around your hair.
Wait, isn't she going to be on a maternity leave soon? She just announced that she was pregnant.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
So,
yeah.
So she's going in for a fourth maternity leave. So, oh man, good luck to her and her clients.
Yeah, exactly. The people that are like, oh yeah, could you just only take like 3 days off? Because I want to get a cut, you know? It's Mix 94.1.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.